basketball game last night.
Yeah.
How do you turn around and do what you guys did tonight?
It was a good bounce back, obviously. Last night, to lose with a minute left in the situation you're in against a team that you're battling for a spot with is probably one of the tougher things you'll have to endure in a season, and it was a great response tonight.
Absolutely. How did things feel out there tonight? Because the Senators haven't always been your easiest opponent this year.
Yeah, I mean, they come and play us very well every time, and we know that. So I think tonight we just had a focus on playing our game and getting to our game, and if it didn't come right away, then just stick with it. Don't, it's a 60-minute game for a reason, and that's what we did, and we did a good job with it.
Absolutely. I feel like, there's a couple of buildings that it is the case, but you get chirped a lot in this building from the fans.
Yeah.
A little bit of a fan club there.
Yeah.
Does that fuel your fire a little bit? Do you actually feed off of that, or do you just block it out?
No, I feed off it a little bit. You hear it. It's always here in Hershey, because we used to play... And Wilkes-Barre used to play these guys, 10 times a year, and Hershey 12 times a year. So it's those two places that you really played a lot, and you hear it, but you kind of got to channel it and let it fuel the fire a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're heading into tomorrow, another big game in Utica.
Yeah.
How do you just kind of ride this wave in, or is there a different method of attacking tomorrow?
I think we kind of do what we did last night, analyze the game, be happy with what we did tonight, and tomorrow's a whole new day, and it's we start from scratch, and it's going to be an absolute battle out there tomorrow. And I think every guy just has to be ready and expecting that game to be no space and tight and a playoff like atmosphere, so we should just be excited about it and go in with the same attitude as today. Thanks, guys.